You're listening to The Mentality Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Greetings, 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 world and mentalians out there, live here in hot and sunny, or actually cool and sunny Los Angeles, California, from the airwaves of LA Talk Radio. Facebook Live, folks, it is 6 p.m. It is Wednesday, October 20th, 2021. What does that mean, fellas?
Back in business.
We're back in business. That's right. It is the Mentality Show for you, folks. We are here live with you, and we are so happy to be in your living rooms, in your cars, in your wherever you are. We're happy to be here with you, folks. In your back seat. All those things. We're just happy to be here with you, especially if you're hot. We are so happy to be here with you. Welcome and thank you for joining LA Talk Radio's number one and most requested podcast here at LA Talk Radio for our 18th episode of season three of The Mentality Show. Let's give ourselves a hand, gentlemen. Yes, 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 folks. We are happy. I'm your host, Delano. I got my man, KC.
Wagwan.
Yes, sir. Vato V.
That's
right. And we have a new member to the show. He's been on the show before. He's auditioned on the show several times. The other two folks that we called, they just couldn't make it for the show. So he's our third choice. Please welcome. Wow. We're so happy to have him. We call him Dr. C. His name is Dr. Williams. We're going to call him Dr. C. That's going to be his name on the show, folks.
C-Dub.
Let's, Dr. C-Dub? Oh, okay. That's a change. You didn't tell me that. All right. That's new. Dr. C-Dub, folks. Welcome. Thanks, Dr. C-Dub. Thank you for being here.
Glad to be here.
Glad to have you, man. Glad to have you. We are we have some validity here now. We have a doctor on the show, folks. He is a love doctor, a relationship doctor. He teaches at Mission College. He's a professor at Mission College. What did I say? Michigan College? I'm sorry. Mission College. So this man is real. We're not just talking here. This is a real doctor. And not only is he a doctor, but he's one of the coolest mofos I've known. He's a good friend of mine, and I'm happy to have you here, my friend.
I'm glad to be here.
Good. All right. So there you go. So how was everybody's week? How was everybody's week this week? When I say that, this is our time to get shit off your chest. Get it off your chest. Whatever you feel like, current event, anything that stood out to you, we have about 5 or 10 minutes to talk about it. But before we do that, today's teaser for the show. Have you ever had a friend that who was done dirty by their significant other, and you know you're getting ready to congratulate them for finally leaving, and you're so proud of them, but before you can get those words out of your mouth, the motherfucker gets back with the motherfucker. You know what I'm talking about? They get back with the person that did them dirty. So we're going to talk about that. Why is that? Why do people do that? Why do they go back to the jackass or the asshole or the bitch in their lives? We're going to talk about that. So that's our teaser. So before we get into that, gentlemen, anything you'd like to get off your chest?
You know what? It was a good week. It was a very good week.
Why was it a good week, Vato?
I just chilled at home. I actually didn't do anything this week. So
that's always a good week. Don't you do that every week, though?
Every week I do that shit. But this week was a special week because I didn't do shit. So it's okay.
You didn't do shit but shit, huh?
But shit.
Right.
Couple shit.
He means that, too. He means that, folks.
Yes, I do.
All right, so it was a good week. Anything interesting that happened this week, news-wise or current event-wise, you want to get off your chest?
Just, you know, I want those out there. Looks like China wants to go to war with Taiwan, man.
That's
the
bad.
United States and UK and
Taiwan.
Yeah, so we're backing up Taiwan, so it's like, oh shit,
it's bad.
World War III, baby.
Yeah,
how bad?
Yeah, because you know we get into it with China, you know their allies are gonna want to jump in, or their ally, and then our allies, we got weak ass allies, man. You know, like Europe, their allies are strong. America, we have weak ass allies. I'm going to say it. I'm going to get it off my chest. Australia, what's another weak ass ally?
We got the European nation is also backing us up. So
okay, good. We got some strong allies, but we also have some weak ass allies. Okay,
go.
Got to say that. Got to say that.
We have France. France,
you know, France. We got
okay.
France, Germany.
France.
Almost lost France because
of that dumbass Biden deal, or the deal he made with Australia, and he didn't tell. For the Flyer Jets or something like that. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that.
He lowballed them.
He lowballed France. He didn't. That took money out of France's pocket, so they're a little pissed about that. Yeah. So we'll see what France does in this.
If we got it for cheap, though. That's what it is.
You got a what?
We have it for cheap.
Yeah, have it for cheap.
We got it for cheap.
Hey, but
we hustlers, baby.
Hey, but you got China. China and Russia are our allies, so you know, so
that's tough.
That's the two biggest nations in the world.
Yeah, China has the biggest buying power in
together,
the world right now.
I'll bet.
Yeah, that's tough. China right now, of course. Well, they're the second superpower in the world compared to us.
Yeah.
And fastly catching up. Okay.
Almost definitely.
I mean, they're pretty much there. And then there's a billion people in China, right? So I mean, you've heard that all your life. There's a billion people in China, but the fact is, most of them are in their 70s and 80s, so they're dying out. So,
yeah, but they have they have the biggest army in the world, plus
right now.
Plus the USSR, well, Russia, I'm sorry, they also have one of the biggest biggest armies. So
yeah, but it's not as strong as the
United States. It doesn't
matter, man. But all it takes – wait, does Russia have a nuclear weapon?
What? Of course they do. You think that's anything?
All right. See, that's all it takes. It just takes one bullet to kill, right? One nuclear weapon to kill.
And there's a lot of mass.
Shit, North Korea is on that tip right now.
It's North Korea, Russia – and China, they're allies.
Fuck with North Korea like that, do they?
And Syria as well. But so they're not a threat. Who are our allies? Okay, we have France,
Australia.
We have
Australia, Europe. They're Europe, all Europe.
Germany.
Well, all Europe.
The EU.
All of Europe.
Okay.
So it's the United States, all of Europe.
Middle East, we have Jerusalem.
No, you have...
They're an ally.
But we also have Saudi Arabia and stuff like that, so it's all good.
Yeah, you know, Saudi Arabia.
Turkey. Morocco.
I'm sorry, folks. If you hear a phone in the background, that's Dr. C-Dub. He's new to the show. He's still learning the rules, and he's still looking up things. You're a doctor, sir. You don't need to be Googling shit. You should know that, right?
I'm not a doctor of the United States ally.
That's funny.
So what did you find out since you looked it up?
Turkey.
Morocco. Turkey.
Yeah, Turkey's a trip, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
But see, it's not about, but the thing is, it's not about.
They mess with my Armenian people.
Yeah. But see, the thing is, it's about strategy.
They did.
It's about strategy and where you're going to place the troops. So that's why if you surround them, it's going to be a different situation. But China has this missile now that's predicted to travel many, many, many miles,
yep.
man.
Yep.
And it's going to hit
the United States.
To the United States.
Yep.
So
yeah.
that's what's so dangerous about China.
And it invades.
Yeah, and it evades the missiles that are trying to track it down, to tear it down. So.
But in the 80s, didn't Reagan, I noticed the 80s, didn't he invent a some type of weapon that can shoot a missile down before it strikes?
Yeah, but that's
Star Wars type. Yeah,
yeah, but that's what we're talking
against
about.
Russia,
that's
right?
Old but these, technology.
Yeah, that's old technology.
That's
technology
the 80s, nowadays. Right? It's like a flip phone compared to shit now.
Yeah. Well, Japan is also our ally.
Our main thing they can't stop. We have a submarine that nobody can find. We have a nuclear sub that nobody can find.
Matter of fact, they don't know where it is.
Yeah. It's amazing. They like no one can find it. So it's just traveling around. No one can. We have one sub that they can't.
But we know where it is, right?
Yeah, of course we know where it is. But Russia and China, they can't. They don't have the technology to find it.
Does Trump know where it is? Because we're screwed.
Yeah,
if he knows. All right, see that dude.
Then Russia know. Then if Trump knows,
exactly. That was my point. So
he knew where it was.
Yeah. He's like, where's the sub?
The fact that dude knows our secrets, man. Oh, that
might have changed all
the. The only sub he probably knows now is the one in Subway over here, the BMT. So that's how we know.
I mean, right? Yeah. So okay. So you know, let's look out for. That let's make sure we don't go to war and live.
World
I
want
to
live.
I don't want to go to war.
Everybody wants to live. Yeah. I don't want to go to war. I feel like in our lifetime, I mean, so much shit. Think about the age that we are. All the shit that's happened just within the past 40 years of our lives. I mean, we're talking 9/11. We're talking pandemic. We're talking. You know, we're talking, of course, civil rights has reemerged and that type of thing. A lot of movements has happened just in our lifespan where people live for years. I'm going to get Tom Katz on the show. That guy's like 102 years old. I think only two things, significant things happened in his life. The birth of Jesus and maybe World War. Yeah, that is major, right?
World War I, World War II, and other wars.
Right. So, you know, we've lived, once we're old, 80, 90 years old, we're all going to make it to that age. We're going to have a lot to show. We're going to be those old men that are going to have a, boy, get over here. I got something to tell you. Back in my days, you know, we're going
to
have some stories.
They don't want to listen to us.
They're not, right.
They're not going to listen to us.
Listen to us.
What's, World War III? I wasn't alive for World War III. Yeah, I remember. But you know what, though? A lot of countries are scared to come and fight the United States because the majority of the people in the United States have weapons. We all have guns. So it's like, that's why they don't want to come. For real, I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Well,
because we believe in the Constitution, the Second Amendment. So
I don't even understand the concept of war anymore.
Why is that case?
Because I could talk to somebody in Russia all day. I could talk to someone in Iraq.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have no beef with nobody over there.
Yeah. Right.
Like, why are we warring? This is too old, motherfuckers. You fight. You two fight.
Yeah. Like Muhammad Ali used to say, no Viet Cong ever called me the N-word, you know?
The planet's not getting any bigger. What are we fighting for?
Yeah. I know. I was watching something on YouTube the other day. I'm getting more into this about the universe and multi-universe.
have we been thinking?
Yeah, I've been, believe it or not, I've actually been thinking, Case. I've been thinking. And thinking. I mean, the Earth is like just a mere speck. You know, if you were to go to the beach and all the sand, just the billions and billions of sand deals or whatever. Just a mere pebble in the universe.
It's a semen.
And we're the only smart race beings out here, too.
We're not.
At least that we know of. I mean, it's kind of cocky to say that, you know, for anyone to say that. I'm not. I know you're just joking, Case.
They're probably listening to the show right now.
They are. They're like our only subscribers right now. Planet UAAB or whatnot. Folks, if you want to chime in on some of the stuff we're talking about here today, remember our topic is why do they go back? Okay, why do they go back? We're talking man or woman. Why do they go back to their former lovers who did them wrong?
I keep asking myself that.
You had the situation?
Well, why did I go back?
We have our own personal situations and stories, too. This folks, that number is 323-203-0813, 323-208-0813. We'll if you leave us a smart comment, we'll read it. If you have something to say, if you have any questions, we'll answer those questions the best way we can. That's what we're here for. We are here to help. Okay. And if you have any particular questions for Dr. Williams, remember, we have a doctor on the show now. Doctor. Okay. I hope you know your shit. Don't embarrass us, doctor. Don't embarrass us, Dr. C. He's here and we're here to answer. A lot of pressure. But before we get into the meat and potatoes of the show, our show and the meat and potatoes are served to you by
Balorian and Manukian. People, what's your reputation? What's your rep?
You're asking me?
Yeah. Do you know your own reputation?
Handsome, smart, sexy, loyal.
And some reputations aren't true. But in this case,
set up.
Boren Manukian is known for work hard, dependability, aggressiveness. They can read the room. And success.
Yes.
Success. Come on,
that's
people.
What we want to hear.
When you win over 99% of the time, that's ridiculous. I don't think it's true anymore. I'm gonna go sit down in their law offices and prove to me you win 99% of your cases.
You're gonna look through all their files.
All the files.
You're gonna do some
and
legal.
They got a lot of files.
Yeah. You're gonna do some paralegaling.
Just messed up my earphones.
Hike is really smart. Ashad is really smart. Ani's really smart. Armin is kinda.
I ain't gonna this shit.
These are your lords of and Vahe. These are your lords of Boren Manukian. They have a 99% success rate.
We're good.
They've beaten the federal government, but you know what you can do? You can walk in there, and they're not going to big time. They're going to sit down and listen to your problems, and they're going to have a solution.
Yes, sir.
Boren Manukian, call them at
747-444-4444
and tell them the Mentality Show sent you.
There you go. There you go. If you want to know, dial 744-4444.
Sorry, I had my gum in my mouth when I was talking, Mom.
Oh, she told you about that?
Yeah.
I meant to bring that up, too. This is KC talking about Balorian and Manukian. That's
so
my impression.
Ghetto, right?
Yeah. That is so... Folks, if you're new to the Mentality Show or if you've never seen the show, then we must warn you that the views and opinions expressed on this show, some listeners and viewers... may find offensive. Viewer discretion. We don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah, we don't.
We don't. We sure don't. Sometimes we kind of do, though. Sometimes we kind of do. All right, so let's get into the meat and potatoes of this show. Again, have you ever had a friend that, you know, was with someone that did them dirty? We're talking about cheating, beating, just treated them like shit. And this person decided to step up and leave this asshole in their lives. And you're so proud of them. you know, you're this could be a family member, friend, whatever. And before you can get those words out of your mouth, they actually get back with the person, okay?
Yeah.
Why is that? Why do they go back? Is the D that good? Is the pussy that dynamic? Is their self-esteem that low? Or is your friend just a dumbass, okay? We're going to discuss these questions and more. But before we do that, KC, the reason why I brought this up is because you sent us a Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah, if you can elaborate the audience.
So I was at work and this lady was across the street at the bank just screaming into the phone, "Why would you do this to me? I took you back one time, and you did it again, and I brought you back again, and you did it again, and the third time, I found out in front of my family." Wow. And she was just crying, screaming. Mm. And I was like, why would she do this three times?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, you could see the hurt. I mean, when someone's on the phone and there's like, she was going like, holding herself like a baby, like, wow. I was like, this poor lady.
Wow.
And I was like, that's terrible. But why would, and then he was like, just take me back one more time and I won't mess up. And she's like, now you want me to bring you back again after three times?
She shouldn't even be talking to this dude.
She shouldn't even be talking
to him. Okay, me too.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. You know, and Dr. C-Dub, we have you here. Why do these people do this? Why do they go back? Let's discuss this. What are the reasons? So he's going to put the reasons out there. We're going to give our opinion on each reason. So can you give us some?
There's a ton of reasons.
What would you say the number one reason is?
Loneliness. You know, agreed. People don't like to they be by themselves. They don't want to be lonely. Yeah, people don't like to be by themselves.
Mm. So they'd rather be with a jerk who's going to treat them like shit than be by themselves.
But remember, here you go, the enemy you know, okay? So, and sometimes they don't even see it because they're too close to it. You know, you're on outside looking in, you're like, this person is a jerk, you know, they're an idiot. They're like, no, but he loves me. So, yeah. Well, love shouldn't hurt like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, love should not
Man,
hurt
that
like
was
that.
Hurt when I saw a dog.
Yeah.
So doesn't that mean, and I'm about to say something pretty deep here.
Balls deep.
Thank you, sir. wouldn't you say that if you are afraid of being alone, so you decide to be with an asshole, that means you're not happy with yourself, right? That means you don't like yourself because you can't.
But you can't really say that because you can't say you don't like yourself. You may think that you like yourself, but you just may not know yourself.
So if you don't know yourself, okay, I like that. So because you don't know yourself, you're more comfortable with if somebody treats you like shit,
but
you don't know that person either, right?
But you may not see that.
Yeah.
For the moment, they may be giving you what you think you need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when that goes on for too long, then you don't know how to get out of it.
But when they start treating you like crap, don't you say to yourself, okay, I obviously don't know this person either.
If you see it as crap.
But yeah.
Listen, we could see it as crap.
But
okay?
They don't.
They may not see it as crap.
Well, which you're
is
crying.
Why they, which is why they take it back. Right, they're crying. And then what happens? They start second guessing themselves. Well, maybe it was something that I did that made them do the things that they did to me. You know, maybe it was my fault.
And so
then they take them back. All right, I'll give them another chance because, you know, maybe it was my fault that they did this. Maybe
That's true.
Caused them to cheat or something like that.
That's true.
And so they make all these reasons to get this person back so they don't have to deal with the real reason that they don't want to be by themselves.
Manipulation.
I think.
Or self-manipulation. Not self-manipulation, self-denial.
I agree with that. I think a lot of people, they have kids. So it's like, what are we going to do with our kids? Our kids are going to suffer. But they don't see the outcome of like, yeah, I think I'll be better without you. And our kids are still going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I was in a similar situation where like, you know, I was cheated on. And I was like, why am I, you know, was I devastated? Most definitely. I mean, it's human behavior. It's human, like, it's like you're grieving. You know what I mean? But once you step back and you're on the outside looking into the situation and you're like, you analyze the situation, you're like, what the hell am I doing? Mm-hmm. What was I doing with this individual? You know, like this person hurt me.
Yeah.
So now you have to put value in yourself and you have to work on yourself and love yourself again.
Yeah.
You know, and try to like, it's going to be very difficult to open up to somebody else and you're going to have your guard up, but you have to trust. If you don't trust somebody, can't be with that person.
You know what's crazy? I'm sorry. Go ahead, doctor.
But that only happens if you have the strength to remove yourself from that situation.
That's what I was going to say. Because right now, if somebody cheats on you, you are feeling like shit. You feel like the lowest of low. You're feeling betrayed. You're feeling like, you know, you're this grieving. Person here doesn't love me.
Yeah, you're grieving.
And now at that lowest point, you have to learn how to love yourself. That is so hard. That is so hard.
Well, you remember what I said. You know, I don't believe in cheating. It's a choice people make.
Yes, that's true. Dr. C-Dub has said on the show before that people don't cheat, right? Unless you're married, right?
Unless you're married. Yeah.
Unless you're actually married.
You're married. You know, that's that commitment.
Yeah.
Everything else is a choice to be with that other person.
Yeah.
But that makes sense.
Marriage is a choice as well. You're not forced to marry someone.
Well, it's legally binding.
Legally binding. Okay. I still have my.
Isn't like if some.
It's also religious.
That's
through God, right?
What I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Because I know some people have a house together but not married.
Well, it's called the holy covenant.
Yeah, it's a sin.
And then it's holy shit when they cheat.
So if you're somebody who wants to fuck around but still be in not committed, but still be in some kind of a relationship, it's best to not get married, right?
I'm not going to put me in that corner.
That's what people are thinking.
Don't try to put me in that corner.
Without you saying it, that's pretty much what you're saying.
No, people want to do what they want, what they're going to do. If you want to get married.
Married or not.
Yes, if you want to get married, then go ahead and get married. But just know that's a commitment. That's forever. It's a lifetime.
From the Church of Latter-day Saints.
From the Church of Latter-day Saints. Church of Jesus Christ and Latter-day Saints.
I mean, at least that's what I believe. Like, if I ever do get married, it will be forever.
Forever.
Okay, it will be forever. I just see Dr. C-Dub is like, you know, when I'm committed to a woman, it's not about how she looks, it's how she is on the inside, and no fatties.
Hey, but you know what, though? Now that we're saying that, like, we get married or we get with somebody because that's an attraction. In my opinion, they attract you, right? And then once you're with that person, you get comfortable with that person. And it's like, then you start going into, like, you know, people. We both start getting a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you start losing interest, but you also got to look at yourself as a person.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not just that person messing up, but it's also you that's messing up, so you get comfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, how is it that you gain 40, 50 pounds? 40, 50 pounds.
That's a lot of weight.
But it happens, right? It happens. It's like, you cannot just blame her as a man. We cannot just blame her.
It's a happy
way. But no, hey, but that's the way it is sometimes, especially with men.
Yeah.
Men, we could gain weight, and we'd be like, yeah, my baby loved this. But she gained weight. Like, baby, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know, it's like a double standard.
Yeah, it's a big time hypocrisy. I tell a person, like, if I go out with her, I tell her, look, I like to work out. You know, if you don't like to work out, then we shouldn't be hanging out.
I agree with you.
Yeah. You know, I made the decision actually a couple of years ago that if I'm with a woman, if I decide to marry a woman, this has to be the type of woman where if she were to gain weight or lose her looks, which we all do, okay?
Agreed.
I still want to be with her. I used to be like, oh, you gain weight, something changes, I'm out. That was very superficial of me. I decided that it's all about who they are on the inside. It's about their spirit. It's about their soul.
Is it?
And, exactly. And if she gets fat, because, you know, that's going to happen, you know, especially if she decides to have a child or something like that. Then I still want to stick around.
Petite women now, so when they can't get that big,
they have to be young and petite.
But wait a minute! But it's not if she decides to have a child. It's if both of you guys decide to have a child.
Exactly. That's
true. Well, yeah, of course, right. Both of us decide to have a child. Right.
I fucked you, but you got pregnant. That makes no sense.
Yeah, you decided to have this child, so therefore, no. That's kind of where I stand with that. But Dr. Williams, let me ask you this: you said forever. Let's circle this thing back. What if she cheats on you? Are we still talking forever?
Well, yeah. Well, again, it's the reason why she cheated.
Mm. Well, you're married. You're married now.
But it's still, there's a lot of different. And listen, infidelity is not.
Everybody's holding the balls right now.
Yeah, infidelity is not just say, okay, we're done. There's reasons why people cheat.
Agreed.
Okay, and let's just say
there's no reason. There's no excuse for cheating.
You don't know how to communicate. Okay.
That's one.
You don't know how to communicate. And so you go and have an affair. Let's say you get caught. Well, baby, we never spoke. You know, how was I?
Oh, okay, you're right. We didn't speak.
How was I supposed to know?
He spoke to me.
What was going on? Yeah, he spoke to me.
In my ear.
Listen, he spoke to me. He gave me that attention that you never gave to me. So you never listened to
you
me.
You used to give to you me.
Know? So you're okay with that?
Maybe. Maybe. So, maybe. You gave to
it. It sounds like you're saying there's a reason There could be a reason why someone you would take
a get out of jail free, a get out of cheap free card. Cheated,
no, listen, Me, I am all about explanations. You know, if you talk to me and it's something reasonable and we can work through it,
that's very mature of you,
dog. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna throw this out there. I swear, I have never taken back a cheater, never. And yeah. Have I ever cheated? I'm not gonna say no. You know, mm-hmm. But there's a reason why. But that's when the whole it's towards the end of like I don't want to be with this person anymore. But that was when I was younger. You know, Nowadays it's like it's different because. You know, I know what it's like to be cheated on, so there's no point in me doing it because it's like, fuck, like it feels like shit. You know what I mean?
If you did cheat on the woman you love, would you want her to take you? Would you expect her to take you back?
I can't.
That's a good answer because that was a setup. Yeah, I was going to say I can't. Because that's you won't get back with the cheater, but you expect her to take
you
back.
Okay. I can't do that.
He's getting smarter.
Well, I'm getting wiser. It's the mentality.
That's right. That's right.
I was in a relationship and she cheated on me. I took her back, and then we were together for 8 years.
I mean, you cheated on her.
No. I mean,
did she cheat again?
It was no.
How were those 8 years? Were you?
They were great. They were. Wow. I mean, they were like the best 8 years ever. I mean, unfortunately, she's not with us anymore.
Did you ever picture her? Like sucking this other dude.
No, that's
whatever. That's how men think, though. But that's how men think.
That wasn't what I was thinking at all. Once we talk about it, spoke about it, you know, and why she did it, you know, those thoughts never went in my mind.
Did you talk about details? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Because she was there, you know, for me. You know, after we spoke. Yeah, that was
an outlier, sir. That is an outlier. That is not a typical relationship.
I'll tell you the reason why. I'll tell you the reason why. These are the words of my father. He's like, would you, what did he say? In love and the mafia, you cannot take back a traitor. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, why? And that's some balls deep shit. Mm-hmm. Right there.
Yeah, that's deep.
Like, balls deep. Yeah, he's like, do not. You cannot do that. It's like, and let me, these are words of wisdom for my pops when I was younger. You know, so I've always carried that mentality with me. You know, so when somebody did that to me and then they wanted to come back, and my mentality is like, another motherfucker just fucked you, right? And you expect me to take you back? That's my vision. Right. I'm like, I used to do this to you and somebody else did this to you, so why am I going to take you back?
Right. And let me ask you this. When she cheats, do you feel, I'm going to ask you guys this and then I'm going to ask you, do you think most men feel this way? Do they want to know the details of what this dude did to your girl?
Yeah, guys definitely do.
They don't. They want to know, true. Did you suck this dude's dick? Yeah. Where did y'all fuck? Yeah. What did he do? That did he put his finger in your ass? All that stuff.
From a man's insecurity.
Yeah. Well, you know, they said they did a study. I've talked about this on the show before. They interviewed thousands of women and they interviewed thousands of men. And then when they talk to the men, they said, picture your woman out with another man on vacation at the mall holding hands. He's her emotional friend. He's there for her emotionally. He's talking to her. He's communicating with her.
Spin game.
and then they measured the men's, I guess they're
called galvanized skin response.
They galvanized their skin response. I love that. Yeah, and, you know, there was some reaction, from the men. Okay. Uh-huh. There was some reaction, but not much. And then they said, picture none of that going on, but this dude just fucking the shit out of your woman, okay? Fucking her in the backseat in the car on a hot summer day. Their galvanized skin reaction just went off the charts.
My galvanized skin is coming up
right now, right? Like, what the fuck?
Remember, galvanized skin response is called GSR. And for women, it just means gunshot residue.
Damn.
So,
real talk.
So then they interview women. They said, picture your man, you know, going to hotels and fucking another woman. No talking. He's just fucking her. Okay. No type of emotional connection.
They're okay.
And they were okay. They're galvanized. Their GSR was, you know, it had a reaction, but not much. Then they said, picture no sex, but that man talking to this woman, having conversations, holding hands in the mall, taking her on vacations and dinner. Their galvanized GSR, gunshot wounds, whatever, went off the chart. And that tells you that when it comes to the emotional part, women are that's their thing. That's what pisses them off. And men, it's all about sex. Okay, right. We're animals.
Emotional infidelity versus physical.
Yeah, emotional, exactly. Yeah. That's why you're the doctor.
Well, I said that before. Men get so upset because somebody is penetrating what they quote unquote own.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's why men get so pissed.
Yeah.
You know? And women, they get pissed because somebody's taking up that personal space, that mm-hmm. personal time. They're knowing them on an intimate level. And mm-hmm. to them, intimacy isn't always about sex.
True. That's Let me true. Ask you, does it piss you off more if the dude knew, he knows that your woman has a man and he still fucks her? Does that piss you off even more than if he didn't know?
No.
Or is it just the fact that the act occurred?
No. Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
So you're saying, does it piss you off that the guy knew that your girl has a man?
And he fucked her anyway. Like, he's like, fuck that dude. I'm going to get this.
That doesn't bother me at all.
I've been single too long.
That adds more salt to the wound, if you ask. Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't bother me because it's always up to her to do it.
Yeah, true, but it's up always. To him.
Okay, okay,
he
doesn't
know you.
Even if he does,
and he doesn't anyway, that's listen, more salt on the wound.
Gunshots.
What? Listen, GSR. Gunshot residue. If he does know you and does it anyway, then he doesn't respect you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree
exactly.
with that. But,
yeah.
It's still not his fault. It's
that's true.
Always
Doc,
her
don't
fault.
Do this.
No, she she has to make
Doc.
The choice. No, she has to make the choice.
Yeah, man, but he, no.
A man is going to go as far as a female will let him.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes,
but yeah,
that is
but
true.
Yeah, boy?
Yes.
But he still doesn't matter. He still shouldn't even try.
No, listen. We all right. We have established that.
I agree, Doc.
A guy can turn that shit down.
Listen,
like, nah, that's my boy.
We have established that he shouldn't, but he did. It's still up to her to do it.
Yeah.
Period.
But the fact that my boy, did she fuck my boy? That's more salt on the wound.
But whose fault? But hold on though, whose fault?
Listen
is it
to
though?
What you just said.
Girl's fault. Yeah.
No. But it's the girl's fault. But if I'm trying to say what's up to your lady, or your lady's trying to say what's up to me, and I know that you guys are together, or you know that we're together, and you're still trying to hit, and then she allows you.
Yeah.
I'm going to be more mad at you.
At you, because there's something
you know,
that you're not doing. Yeah. That's why she's stepping out on you.
I'm going to be mad at you.
Wait,
well, I'm gonna be,
you're going to be more mad at me. Because
you're my homie. No,
you're going to be mad at me. On. You fuck my girl.
No, listen. Uh-huh. No. I'm saying I'm going to be mad at you for fucking my chick. Because,
you should be.
Because
yes.
you're my homie. You know, her is different. But, you know, it's
rolls
it's,
before
it's going to hurt. Yeah, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. Probably equal, but I think it's gonna be hurting. Or you're gonna, it's gonna
yeah,
hurt
because I can't fight no woman, but me and
yeah.
the homie,
yeah,
we're gonna get down.
We gonna exactly.
Okay, but again, you can't.
Sorry, Doc, ignorant.
No, yeah, I don't want to say ignorant.
No,
like, wow,
you
really?
Can't force me. I'm
like, wow, that's okay.
It's like we're gonna fuck this up.
It's gonna be a great 2022 with these two right here. I can tell because they're like totally opposite. I'm the neutral guy here. We're the neutral.
I'm just. The Mexican.
You know what? You are the only Mexican on the show today. Yes, Tech C's not here. By the way, Tech C, shout out to Tech C. He's out doing his thing.
He's out doing
some work for LA Aerial Image. Yeah. Shout out to LA Aerial Image. This man is his business is booming when it comes to that. If you need any type of drone work or camera work done, this is the man for you. LA Aerial Image, Tech C. Contact him at 323-203-0813.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it's not political right, but I have to, Doc. I got to.
You know what?
You got to do what you got to do. And we ain't drinking after. This is real hate now.
Yeah. Now let me ask you this.
I would want to know why, personally.
My
why?
I would want to know why he did it.
Why I got to fight him?
Yeah. No.
Oh, why he did it?
No, not you.
Oh.
You know, like, first of all, I'd be mad at.
I don't
want to
know why.
I'd be mad at my lady, but true. I would want to talk to my boy. That's why he did.
Well, it's all about communication.
But you know what though?
Let's talk this out before.
But the thing is, it's an opportunity, and a lot of dudes, in my opinion, we're opportunists. You know, we see a piece of ass, and we're gonna try to hit it.
No,
but if we're single,
boys,
like,
ass,
I know. But
though.
That's what I'm saying. But there's motherfuckers out there. Even if it's your sibling, when it's your brother tapping your chick, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and they're dirty. That's fucked up.
What was that?
They're
assholes. There's a line.
Christmas
is
messed up.
Yeah.
Tupac song. There's a line where he said,
I ain't no killer, but don't push me.
No. He said, and your boys, at your
revenge is like the sweetest thing next to
your house trying to mack.
Yeah.
Your girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's messed up.
That is messed up.
But hey, if you ever want to get revenge on a dude, fuck his girl. Fuck his girl. That's the worst thing
listen,
you can do.
You can say that and you can say it's the worst thing you could do, but she has to be.
Well, we all know that, doctor.
We know that. Her off the hook.
Yeah, we know
don't
that.
Worry.
You act like we let her off.
I got some girl cousins all right. and wives. Right. Right. Come down here.
All right, just letting you know.
I got some big girl cousins and wives. I got to make a phone call.
She lives here.
No, I'm not playing, though.
She's going to get hers, trust me. But you said earlier.
In court, too. I'm taking all her money.
I said I would take her back. Yes, I would, but again,
depending on the situation. Let's talk about these situations. Okay, so one situation. I'll just throw one out there. What if she was like, you didn't give me the D good enough or whatever. You kind of slacking,
but I still hit. Regardless, I still hit. No matter what, she can say all she wants as far as like the D wasn't good, whatever. You know what? I still hit. Make no difference. I still fucked you.
This feels real. Like personally, we went over here.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you can get pricked with a needle and it's still, you know.
I still hit. Don't make no sense.
Well, yeah, you can get pricked with a needle and still get the vaccine, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, okay. So you still hit, but I guess you didn't hit the way she wants to be hit. Okay. So she decided to fuck
somebody else.
And
are we going to talk about this?
We will talk about it. And if her communication style doesn't change, then she's gone.
Communication.
So you're gonna give her. You're gonna give her a chance.
If she came to me and said, because we didn't communicate, and I gave her ample opportunity to communicate, and then she still didn't. No, I wouldn't take her back.
Okay,
she's gonna be like, this is better.
hey, you never know. You never know. But okay. Listen, if it was up to me and I didn't give her the ample opportunity that she needed. Yes, I would.
What if you
back.
Gave her all the ample opportunity? You treated her like a queen. You were just the man to this female.
Well, that has to be
and she fucked around
right.
on you.
Right. There has to,
she, maybe
has
she's
to be.
Just a hoe. Maybe she's just a hoe.
If that was the reason, she's gone. Yes, yeah. She's gone. If that was the reason.
Okay.
She's gone.
So you're going to give her ample opportunity and all this type of stuff. What if you found out she was cheating? She didn't tell you. She wasn't open with you. Because to me, if the person's open and honest with me,
don't tell me.
I don't think a person will tell you when
they're
cheating.
Either.
A person's not going to tell you when they're cheating.
Let me find out. Let me be ignorant. Let me be ignorant.
Hey, that new Sopranos movie that's out. This dude's chick, without telling the movie, told him that she fucked around on him, and they were at the beach. What do you think happened? He drowned the bitch.
Did he really?
He drowned that bitch in the water, man. That was crazy.
I don't want to pick up a case like that.
Nope.
Yeah, he did it and then looked around and went about his business.
Oh, well, she's gone.
So if she tells you, though, that kind of shows that it was on her heart. She was, means the guilt.
But wait. You have to ask the reason why she tells you. Is she telling you to make herself feel better?
Yeah.
Or is she telling you because she's
spiteful? Or is she telling you because someone's about to tell you? Because your cousin's seen her
listen,
out.
Yeah.
That's another reason.
Right, because somebody saw her. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people tell people things to make them feel better.
Right.
All right, and it's not even about the other person. It's all about them.
Wow. Interesting. I never thought about it that way.
That's why he's a doctor.
That's why he's a doctor. That's why we have Dr. C-Dub on the show. That's opens your mind, your mentality. Our mentalities are about to be, brains are about to just be blown wide open even more on the mentality show in 2022.
He opens your mentality and your legs.
I believe in an institution called marriage. I think that's I hold that to high regard and a high respect. I've had friends come hang out with me and ask me to hook them up with people like help them. They want to cheat on their wife. I'd be like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I will not do that. I respect your wife. I know your wife. I will not do that.
Yeah.
I just don't want, that's bad.
Who would do something like that?
You'll be surprised.
You got people who do it.
Surprised.
Yeah. Really? I can't sit with that.
I guess we're getting a little religious here. If he, and I don't know if you know this doctor, but let's say I'm married. And I'm like, KC, hook me up with old girl. And then I end up fucking old girl. Is KC an accomplice to the crime?
Damn right. I brought it to you.
Well, listen.
Is he going to be judged?
An accomplice, yes, he is.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, she's the one who did it.
He brought the apple.
I see what you're saying, though.
He brought the apple, but it's up to you to bite the apple.
He's saying that we all, we all have choices.
It doesn't make a difference who you introduce this person to.
We already understand.
She sleeps with him.
Doctor, we already understand. It's we got it. We understand that.
Good.
The female's always, or whoever the cheater is always responsible.
They had a choice.
They're culpable.
They're responsible.
Yes.
Now we're talking about the accomplices and, you know, the people who hooked it up and all that type of stuff. And if I found out, let's say my girl cheated on me and I found out her homegirl who I thought was my friend or whatever, hooked her up with this dude, she's gonna, some residue is gonna have to, something's gonna.
Hey, but regardless, you know, but here's the shit though. The shit you're
she's
saying
wrong
is,
for that.
And I understand what you're saying as far as she's wrong and she did A, B, C, and D and up to Z and shit, but the motherfucker still took her back. Why would you take her back?
Yeah, see, that's what we're all talking,
you know,
about.
Well,
yeah, and that's the topic. That's, yeah, let's stick with that. We're talking about, that, we're talking about, so, why do they take them back?
And,
yeah,
and another reason that they take them back is because they may not feel that they could get another person that they think,
yeah,
you know, is as sexy, hot, intelligent, mm-hmm, or whatever.
That's
as,
that's
as
self-esteem.
This
I just, you know,
that's
I,
self-esteem.
I can't fucking. I heard, just can't do it, man. I cannot.
I heard
take
a different reason out front from a friend of mine.
Yes,
they were like, "Oh, I'm not leaving him."
Oh yeah.
Because I'm gonna get their pockets. I'm getting their pockets.
Yeah,
you have a lot of athletes and rich people.
Assets.
Their wives.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. When you start talking about them and the women, like, oh, I know he f's around on me. I already know that. You know, but you know how much money? Look at these cars out there. I got four Bentley. Blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why they stay. But they do their own dirt as well.
Agree. Yeah.
You know, they just.
Yeah. Funny story about that.
Women are better at it.
Way better.
Funny story about that. I used to work at an all male strip club, KC. I've told you this story. And there was this lady who's coming there and make it rain. This very pretty woman would come in there and make it rain.
Don't
right?
drop no names.
I won't drop any names.
Just her name was Rain.
So then the Lakers win the championship. I'm watching the parade on TV. And I see this same woman with this particular basketball player
but
in
the parade.
But he
doesn't play for the Lakers.
He played for the Lakers. he doesn't play for them now.
He's about to get a lawsuit.
This particular man. I mean, I could put it out there.
Stop.
Don't
do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
What's going to happen to me?
Don't do it.
I'm not going to do it because this dude is he's a good friend of mine.
Lori and Maluki and we'll be calling you tomorrow.
He can't do nothing to me.
We ain't snitching, homie.
Yeah, you dropping snitches. His wife could probably come after me. But anyway,
so he's not with her no more.
I see. Yeah, you're right. He's not with her. And I saw pictures of her. I see why. Because she aged badly. All those nights in the strip club, I guess. So
stop
anyway,
it. You
I
were
seen
just
her.
Talking about this. He wanted the woman.
You,
and
how many tips did she give you?
I wasn't a stripper.
Yeah,
so
you almost answered.
He tried to set me up. I was not. I was a bartender. I was a bartender. So
one of the
she was actually kind of a bitch.
One stripper. Of the fans said that you were the dancer.
You want to put that person's name out there? Who said?
I'm not going to put that person out there.
That was that was probably one of. One of the strippers that said that.
What's your nickname in there? What did they call you?
My name?
Long Dong Delano.
I had a drink Little that D. actually named after me.
Little D.
Let's put it this way. So my line was longer than the other bartender's line. All the ladies love me. So
can I ask you a question?
Absolutely. I have nothing to hide.
Sometimes people go to the bartender and say, what do you recommend?
Mm-hmm.
How could you recommend something?
You don't drink. I don't. At the time, I mean, I went to National Bartender School. I got my bartenders.
No.
Yeah, all that stuff. I was.
Yeah, but how? Yeah, but you.
Folks, I don't drink. That's what KC's trying to get to.
I don't drink either.
I don't drink. But
I've never been to a strip club either.
Yeah,
Never been one either.
Wow.
We got some strip club business coming up in 2022.
They did strippers.
This is my mentality. Why go to a strip club if you can't take, I mean, if you can't do anything
I agree.
About it?
Well,
what's true. The point?
I agree now, but back then, I just wanted to go to a strip
club. I couldn't wait when I turned 18.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because at 18, you can go to strip clubs now because they don't serve
full
alcohol.
Full nude ones.
Doesn't.
But then I saw somebody up in there new and kind of ruined it.
Wow.
I had a couple of friends that were strippers. Fine as fuck.
Yo, strippers, I mean, how they make their money.
They're sick in the head.
Money.
That should be your next question. How many people would marry a stripper?
Ooh, that's a good question. We can put that out there. Okay, but first of all, I'm sorry. We were talking about why they go back. You said self-esteem.
A lot of different reasons.
Yeah. Self-esteem, lack of communication. Does sex have anything to do with it?
Listen.
How come no one said children?
Children. He did.
Lato V said kids.
Listen, the sex, a lot of people put a lot of emphasis on sex, but to women, it doesn't matter as much
as
people
think. No, they
like
someone to be more.
Yep.
Spoken like a dude with a small dick. That's what little dick dudes say. To women, it doesn't matter the size. It's the motion.
And that's how people with small dicks respond.
Dr. C Dub coming back at me. All right. All right. I love it. I love it. You will fit in perfectly here, sir. But I'm sensitive and that hurt my feelings. So please take that back.
He's like,
okay. True. So women, but men, that's important. What? If the sex is not popping, men will fuck around in a minute if you are not satisfied.
That men tend to cheat because they think they feel like the passion, that part, the bedroom was lacking, and women are more like, he's not in tune with me. I don't feel like he's a friend.
Yeah, women, they cheat a lot due to emotional infidelity.
Right.
And the thing is, they could cheat with somebody and the sex is not as good as it is
with
that
can.
Person, but that person is there for them.
Yeah. If he treats them right. Them.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
If he has minds, he's going to drop them panties. You already know what's up.
So that goes, here's a message to all the small dick dudes out there. Just talk to her while you're fucking.
Listen,
just communicate.
I think it's all about listening. It's all about listening.
It you is. Listen to it, her. You listen to her and say, listen, baby, it's in.
It's in. Maybe there's a reason why
they didn't let you
communicating.
It's communication. We are communication.
I see where you're going with this. I see where you're going.
I'm just listening to you talk.
I haven't brought up anything about my penis size in a while. And you guys try to prompt me, but I'm not going to do it. We're going to move on.
We're going to be rude about our penis.
But, you know. They don't call me D for nothing. Anyway, so
these nuts.
So okay, self esteem. When it comes, why do you think? What is the number one reason why men cheat? We already know the number one reason why women cheat. Is the number one reason why men cheat?
Can I say?
Does it have to do with sex?
I think my opinion. I think men are opportunists. If a female is going to give it up, and he thinks maybe I'm wrong, but if a female comes up, she says, "Hey, what's up?" You know, like. We are here to...
No, it's all about the chase.
Is it true that men are only as faithful as their options?
Wow,
Chris
that's
Rock
deep.
Used to say that. He used to say
balls
that.
Deep, baby.
Well, no, the hey,
balls deep.
Listen, that's and for it's always good to look, you know?
Yes.
Looking never hurt anybody.
Mm-hmm. No, okay? It never has.
It never hurt anybody.
It's cool if you can look with your girl, both of y'all.
That's, seriously, that's I genius. Actually, yeah, what, in yeah. the relationship I had, eight years, you know? She would tell me, she said, that girl, she's hot.
That wow, right man. There
that's the one.
Is a bomb-ass woman. I was with a woman that I was able to do that with, and I haven't found anybody else like her. We would look
Why do you think I'm still single?
That's bomb.
You better be careful what you say on the radio. Bomb.
Yeah, but don't take advantage of that. Don't just be looking like, you know.
No. You know, listen, there's respect and then there's disrespect. Come
right.
on.
Agreed, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Some, you know, I was with a girl one time, and she said, this nice girl, she just walked right by. She said, I know you're looking at that. I know you're looking at that. I'm like, I have eyes. Of course I saw it.
You should have been
I said, you were looking at it too. She's like, but not like you.
But you were thinking about it.
I'm like, so you were thinking about it more than I was. I wasn't thinking about it. I said, till now, I said, hey. No, he's not.
But you know what? Women, they try to hide it, but women look too.
Women
check out men as much as we
social. Do. It's a social stigma that says women shouldn't look. And it goes back to the Victorian era.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when everything was subdued, you know, you couldn't even talk about the word sex, you know, and women were supposed to just lay there and take it.
Well, when we cheat, we're being men. When women cheat, they're whores. So
that's another show topic.
I think when women cheat is all emotion, man. It's all about how you talk to her and how you treat her. And well, he doesn't treat me like this anymore. And then there's another guy on the side.
I know some stanks too.
What's up, baby girl? You know, how you doing? You look beautiful today. And all of a sudden, because your man is not saying that to you anymore.
Exactly.
Now this other motherfucker's whispering some fucking sweet nothings in her ear, and it's like,
you know, I feel bad for men who, you know, can't talk.
But listen,
a mute man. Is that a horny man? That's the horniest dude in the world right now, right?
Here's something that's interesting that many people don't realize. Some people get married because that's what it feels that they're supposed to do. They have their life planned out. Okay, I'll make it quick. They have their life planned out. I want to go ahead, get married, boom, boom, get my wife. Mm-hmm. And once they have that, they neglect their wife because their life is already set.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's another reason why women cheat.
Dr. C. Dub, that was deep.
Balls deep.
And we so loved having you on the show. And welcome to the show. You were great today. You're going to have a lot of things to talk about. You are going to open up our minds. We may continue this topic next week.
We talk about cheating all the time.
But unfortunately, we have to end the show here, folks. Okay, if your feelings were hurt by today's comments, sorry we can't help you there. But if you're ever physically injured or emotionally injured or fired from the job, Balorian and Manukian, professional
Please
injury lawyers
me.
With real results, affirmed with justice, honor, and honesty. They win 99% of their cases, as Casey mentioned. For a free consultation, call today, 747-444-444-444. Gentlemen, before we end the show, we do this thing called Corny Pickup Line of the Week. I'm telling you, this stuff does not work, all right?
Okay. Don't do it.
Don't do it. But if you deliver it just right, you just might get lucky. And if you do, give us a call, okay? So here's the Corny Pickup Line of the Week, folks. Here we go. I was just blinded by your beauty, so I'm going to need your name and phone number for insurance purposes. Anyway, folks, that is our show, folks. www.TheMentalityShow.com.
Corny.
Past episodes on YouTube. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Mentality Show, LATalkRadio.com, and Facebook Live, folks. Get ready for 2022. It is coming at you. Mentality Show 2.0, folks. We got a doctor on the show, and from Vato V, KC,
yes,
D, and Dr. C. Folks, Dr. C-Dub. You're throwing off the D's and the C's and the T's here.
C-Balls.
Okay,
C-Balls.
You want to put Dub in there. Dr. C-Dub, folks, and me, D. Folks, that is our show. And Tech C, wherever he is. Folks, remember in life, you're good, but with our help,
you
could be the best.
You can be the best.
You can. See you next week, folks. Peace.
Vamanos. Sir, you got to press the button and turn off the microphone. Vamanos.
You're listening to The Mentality Show, only on LA Talk Radio.